And now joined by Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. And all of a sudden, Jameson, the Ravens active.
Yeah, and I mean, this is kind of, I think, phase one. And they looked at the three players, their own free agents that they wanted to keep. And it was, you know, it was the three that I had at top of my list. It was Dennis Pitta, Eugene Monroe, and Jacoby Jones. And by doing that, I think now, yeah, they have a foundation. I think going into the second phase, that's where they have to add free agents from other teams.
So you feel that Darryl Smith didn't prove enough to be in that conversation?
No, I mean, I think Darryl Smith could. I mean, but I think when you look at the left tackle position, what Dennis Pitta meant as far as being in the red zone and third downs, and Jacoby Jones as a difference maker. I mean, just look at the games that he won for this team over the past 2 years. Darryl Smith, bringing back Darryl Smith would be fine, but I don't know how many games you could say Darryl Smith won for the Ravens. Darryl Smith was out there in June. I think the Ravens feel like they can find somebody out there that they can plug in there. He might not be as good as Darryl Smith, but I think their priority were the three guys that they signed first.
Wow. And I guess the overall picture of free agency, you know, has that first wave, and usually the teams that are the not-so-good teams, they're trying to jump out there and go ahead and make big splashes. But in the AFC North, it seems as though the team that's making the big splash again, although they did it last year and didn't get really they didn't get any results whatsoever, they cleaned the entire house, is the Cleveland Browns. You know, are we looking at, you know, this division as far as making other aggressive moves, whether it be a Pittsburgh, a Cincinnati, or even a Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Cincinnati already has the talent, and they haven't lost. They lost the defensive end, Michael Johnson, which will hurt them a little bit. But I think right now they by far the most talented team. The question mark is always going to be quarterback for them. And second, I think, is the Baltimore Ravens. What the Steelers and the Browns have done in free agency, I think they've actually gone backwards. I don't know if Carlos Dansby, who's older than DeKole Jackson, is going to make that much of a difference. Watching T.J. Ward at safety, I think is much better than Dante Whitner with what they paid him. So I don't know if all the moves that Pittsburgh and Cleveland have made them significantly better. At this point, we're talking the second day of free agency, I still see this division as Ravens-Bengals.
And the Ravens still have around, what, $12, $13, $14 million to play with here, even after these three signings? Maybe more for the next year? I know we haven't seen the exact cap hit figures for Jacoby Jones, but it should be somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it'll probably be in the $2 million range for the first year. So yeah, they have about $13 million, $14 million left, and now they have to go out. And I think one of the priorities is going to have to be a free safety, which I think they have to go out and get a veteran. And there's not many out there right now. Chris Clemens from Miami, a very underrated defender, I think is the best. But I think they need to bring somebody in because I think it's too much of a risk to have a Matt Elam in his second season and a rookie back there. Because if you make mistakes as a safety, it can result in a touchdown. So I think they need to get a veteran at free safety. I think they need to get a veteran at wide receiver. Wide receiver market hasn't moved very quickly, but I think they need to get another veteran out there that can help out and complement a Torrey Smith. When we're going down priorities, it's middle linebacker, an upgraded center. And then the wild card one, I think it's for the last one, is do you get a tackle or a guard? Because if you get a tackle, then Kelechi Osemele is your left guard. If you get a guard, then you bump out KO to right tackle. So I think they're flexible there, but I'm thinking over the next week, this is when you start seeing the Ravens go out signing other teams' free agents.
And when we look at the receiving core, I keep thinking about Brandon Tate, Golden Tate, now signs with the Detroit Lions. He's off the market. Who else is out there? I know that we talked about Hakeem Nicks somewhat, but is it an Eric Decker? Is it a Julian Edelman? Who out there you would think would be that good fit?
Yeah, and I think Eric Decker is going to be, just because of his numbers over the past two seasons, is probably going to command more than a Julian Edelman. And honestly, I think Edelman, with his toughness over the middle and his ability to break some things, I kind of see him as a better fit for the Ravens. And then just don't rule out a guy that isn't available right now, but Steve Smith for the Carolina Panthers. His agent came out saying that he is not going to be part of the Panthers next year. They're not going to be able to trade him. He's going to be released. And the thought is that he wants to stay in kind of this southeastern mid-Atlantic area. So the teams that he would possibly target would be Tampa Bay, the Titans, and a lot of people are linking him to the Baltimore Ravens. And even though he's an older receiver, his ability to make clutch plays and the fire that he brings to the huddle, I think would be a great fit. He's not going to be a long-term answer, but I think he would be a great fit for the Ravens.
Kind of like an Anquan Boldin type of a player.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens have taken players who have had some years on them. When you look at an Anquan Boldin, when he signed with the Ravens, he was 29. And with Derek Mason, the first time he signed, I believe he was 31, 32. So Steve Smith's a little bit older than those. But when you look at his production, it dipped a little bit last year. But when you look over consistently over the past 5 or 6 years, you can match up against many, many receivers. And as you found out over the years, when a guy that's played for a team for several, several years and feels like he's being discarded, that first year with that other team, he has something to prove and usually get the best out of him that year.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Jameson, I know you've been battling a cold this week, so thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys.
That's Jameson Hensley, who keep up with the Ravens right there on Jameson's blog there at ESPN.com.